Now, actually, Julian took some time out from his busy life tasting beer. Huh, what a busy life. To answer this question from Jonathan Olsen from Canada, and he wanted to know, lambic beers that are typically from Belgium use wild yeast and taste wonderful. So how much of the flavour of beer comes from the yeast itself?
Well, what Julian said to us was, as regards fermentations of all beers, yeast can give a predominant flavour depending upon the fermentation conditions and whether one uses lighter flavours from the malt, and he says perhaps using rice as part of the recipe, for example, and how much bitterness or hop character that's used. So yeast produces fruit flavours which ranges from raisins in strong ales to a sort of pear drop and banana flavours in wheat beers. So it can be all of the character of a beer, as in the latter example, or just part of it.
Yummy.
So there you go. This is Dr. Chris and Dr. Kat, and this is The Naked Scientist. Waiting in the wings is Dr. Ray Marriott, and he's going to be telling us how carbon dioxide can revolutionise how you get the best money's worth from your hops.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.